It's a new day on 1180 WFYL. Mike Lovins here, and we have a special guest with us in studio today, Michelle McGinnis, a transformation specialist. We're going to talk a little bit to her, coming off the heels of accelerating your business here, which is absolutely perfect, because what she's going to be talking about is empowering women in business and how women do business differently from men, and how she works to basically balance out women who are getting into business and make sure that they can basically do business the way that a woman would do. Go ahead, call in if you have questions for Michelle or myself, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Happy Thursday! I'm just saying happy every day, every time I come in, because we're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so it's not like you could be like, happy Friday, or, you know, I kind of go like, happy hump day, you know, with Wednesday sometimes. I actually have a t-shirt that has the Geico camel on it, that has that whole spiel, you know, the hump day kind of thing. Michelle, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome, thank you.
Well, Michelle, good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do? You're a transformation specialist, and you graduated college with a degree in psychology and social work, began your career for the state of Michigan in 1996. So let's kind of go through your story a little bit to how you started there to where you are now.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. So yes, I graduated from school and dove into the social work aspect and did children's foster care for about 10 years and decided that I'd had enough of dealing with things that were not so pleasant from day to day. And God bless people who are still in that field, because it's something that is much needed, and moved into sales. And from there, I discovered that I had a real gift for starting off small businesses. So I had many small businesses while I was working both jobs. Some were failures and some were great successes. And so for decades, I spent studying human behavior, studying with the great coaches that we would consider well-known in the industry today, and decided to combine all of that to begin to help other women out who are starting a business or are in businesses already, or maybe are ready for a career change, because I've done it 3 times myself and I know what that's like. There's a lot to it.
Now, we were talking a little bit off the air, and you also said that you had been on radio yourself. And
yes,
we were talking how you were saying, well, so I've never been on the other side. I'm usually the one asking the questions, not the one who's being asked. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes.
You are on radio after all right now.
Yes. I did for about 2.5 years. It's on my website. I interviewed many, many people from all walks of life, and really about human behavior and how to step more into who you truly are. And so when I was asked to come on the show, I was very excited but a little nervous, because yes, I am the one that's usually reading the bios and asking all of the great questions. And
you're in the hot seat now.
I'm in the hot seat now, so this is different for me. Yes, very much so.
Well, we're glad to have you. We really are.
Thanks.
So now tell us a little bit more about, all right, what specifically do you do? You're helping women be themselves, basically, from what I can get. What are the specifics of that?
Well, the one thing that I wanted to talk about was I do 8-week courses called Power Up Women's Business Group Coaching. And the reason that I wanted to talk about it is because it's something that I really wanted when I was working full-time and trying to make that transition into my entrepreneurship. And what I found was that there was nothing like this out there. The idea of having group coaching sessions just didn't exist for women, and especially just focused on the femininity part of it. So what I discovered is when I was studying all this stuff, it was all coming from the male perspective. All the books I read, all the coaches I was using, they were all the male perspective. And that's nothing against men. It's just that as a female...
Which is a breath of fresh air, by the way. Appreciate that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it is. It truly is. It works for men. But women's brains work a little differently, and that's what I've studied. We deal with stress differently than men. We deal with our business concepts different from men. And what it is that women typically are dealing not only with their business, but they're dealing with their home life, if they have children, if they have significant others. And they're always about a sense of community. And so what I've discovered over the years is that women who are starting their own businesses, who have been in their business, are doing it on a conscious level. They're doing it because they found a passion within themselves. But sometimes when you are trying to juggle all those hats, you don't know how to do it all. And so within the group coaching, what we end up doing is we not only spend time dealing with the admin and your marketing stuff, we talk about that, But a lot of the time we're dealing with, well, how do I deal with the stress level? How do I deal with the public speaking? How do I deal with my family's falling apart and I still have to deal with my business? So we take a look at the integration of all the emotions that women are and embrace them instead of trying to push them aside and saying, you just need to focus on your business, because that's not the real world for women. We have a lot of aspects going on. And again, I'm not saying that men don't, but women deal with it in a completely different way. So when I decided to do business group coaching, and also allow women to connect up with other women from all around, you know, it didn't have to be within the local community because we do it all by phone. And it's another networking community also that we support one another in what we're doing, and we have celebrations. And that's how I start off every single class. Any type of session that I do with someone, we start off with a celebration, because when we say something out loud, we own it and it becomes a new belief system for ourselves. When we are excited and we just keep it in our heads, it becomes just this new idea, yay for me. But sometimes when we say something like, I'm getting married, or I'm starting up this new business, it allows you to own it even more. So every class, it doesn't matter if it's the group or the individual sessions, we always start off with celebrations. And that's a lot different than what I'd ever experienced before in the coaching that I had been purchasing myself. And another big aspect is that some of the other coaches that I had hired for myself, the prices were really hard and difficult for me to keep going with the coaching, because as a small business owner, I don't have a lot of extra income coming in. So I've been very conscientious about that to make it affordable for anybody who's in a small business.
And if you just tuned in, we've got Michelle McGinnis, transformation specialist, with us. It's a new day, WFYL 1180, working for your liberty. Call in 610-539-TALK with your questions for Michelle or myself, 610-539-TALK, or abroad at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180, empowering women to become really the business, basically to integrate all areas of their life. And where you find that is lacking the most is with women who are involved in business, because there's a male, now I think it's interesting to note here, there's a male philosophy of business. I think that really has to do with the difference between a man's brain and a woman's brain. A man's brain, things can be very compartmentalized. A woman's brain, everything is very connected. So it's really a different kind of holistic approach as far as how women can be, is he nodding your head there, how
yes.
Women can be doing business and how they probably should be doing business. But there are probably people listening right now who are saying, well, wait a minute though, you can't always, I mean, yeah, what you're saying sounds great. Okay, you have all your emotions connected to everything, but can that really, you know, does that model, I guess, really work? That, you know, having your emotions and everything integrated, it all sounds nice and it sounds very feminine, mm-hmm. but how when the rubber hits the road, does that model work? And there are some people listening who'd sit there and go, no.
Right. And I understand that. So let me give you kind of an example of it. So sometimes when we get together, we talk about our to-do list, because we always have a massive to-do list. And it's interesting when we begin to look at it in a push aspect, like I've got to get this done and I've got to get it done today. A lot of the times what I tell my clients is that when you create that to-do list, we already know that we have deadlines of things. So when you're feeling out of balance and you're not feeling supported in that moment, it's difficult to get those things done. So I always tell people, well, when you've got deadlines, you're going to take a look at the list and you're going to just allow whatever lights up for you on that to-do list, that's where you start. Don't start with the thing that intellectually you think is, because what happens, women have this intuitiveness within themselves, that gut response. And we're really good about utilizing that at home. So we're learning to hone that in business, because sometimes what we think we should be doing isn't, you're pushing and the project isn't getting done, or you're going to have to redo the email because that's really not where your focus is. Your gut's telling you, oh, I really should be working on X, Y, and Z, or this feels least resistant to me. And that hones in on the less stress that women feel, like, oh, okay, now I got through that first step of getting that through. So we talk a lot about how it is you can identify intuitively what it is that you are wanting and should be doing for your business in that day, because it looks different every time.
So, and with that, are you seeing success? People who go through this program, are they finding that they are working better, that they're getting more done, and that they're even working better with their colleagues or with those who work underneath them.
That's been phenomenal. Yeah, and I have oodles and oodles of stories, and I'll just share.
I love that word, by the way.
Oodles.
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
I'm from the Midwest, so I have some weird terminology I've heard.
Welcome to Philly.
So, yes, we have tons and tons of success stories. One of them I'll say real quickly is I had someone who was in a managerial position, and she had struggled for years about expressing what she desired for her department. And when we began to work together, she found the tips and ideas of how to express herself but while feeling safe, and it's transformed her whole department. And now the owner of the company comes to her for advice because he sees that she has really allowed herself to follow her gut instincts, and when he feels off balance, he comes to her now. So that is a huge shift from someone who had a fear of even being heard or seen in her company. So
that's incredible, because this is a Christian conservative news talk program we're at, and I myself kind of have, there's egalitarian and there's complementarian as far as views of how women and men work together. We're going to continue the conversation with Michelle in our next segment here. It's wonderful to have you, transformational specialist. Call in if you have questions for her. Maybe you're dealing with some of these issues in your workplace. We'll go ahead and talk a little bit more about how this relates to what's going on in our culture right now. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or abroad at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. 1180. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm dancing to the theme music back here. Bobbing my head. I'm a musician. I can't help myself. You're on It's a New Day with 1180 WFYO, working for your liberty. We have Michelle McGinnis with us, a transformation specialist, graduating with a degree in psychology and social work, empowering women in the workplace and in a healthy way. There's too many women trying to be like men. I think that's because of this idea of feminism, this unhealthy idea in our society that women have to be empowered, and that means you have to be a man and be tough. And you know, you're getting great results with what you're doing.
I am. And I think some of that has to do with the feminist aspect, has to do with that women, when we decided that we wanted to be in the workforce and we had other skills to provide the world, we were basically told that we had to behave like a man in order to exist in the world. And so hence why sometimes even myself became very more unbalanced, because I was living more in my masculine energies, because male and female, we have masculine and feminine energies. We both do. But because I was taught that that's how I had to exist in business, that's what I created in order to exist and bring in the income that I needed. So now is a time of transition for women. We don't have to be that way anymore. And because most small business owners are women, this is a great avenue for them to begin to practice it. But it's interesting, because women who come to me still have more of that masculine tendencies, because that's what we've been taught.
Right. And, you know, I think that the classic, when you say feminism or feminist, mm-hmm. you know, you think of, okay, women's rights, equality. Mm-hmm. And I would say that group right now, what they're really focused on is wage equality, that they say. And that's the huge problem in our society. This, to me, is a bigger problem, because you have women's families may even be breaking down because of them treating the business place as a man would, when their brain is wired completely different. Mm-hmm. And they just work differently, and that's okay. And in fact, when they do, I mean, you were telling me, a woman who's working, and she's a manager, has people under her, but then her boss comes to her for advice now. She was having some issues, and after going through what you do, mm-hmm. empowering her and kind of teaching her how to balance her life the way that it's naturally meant to be, it's really had great results, and their lives are better. This, to me, is a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think as we all begin to identify and just be okay with who each of us are without these rules and regulations and cultural aspects, that's when we really start to see transition for people. And typically the transition is our baby steps. You know, people think that, you know, when they've needed to transform their business or their home life, that it has to be this big, ginormous shift and change. And typically, when when I work with people, it's little baby steps, but we, like I said before, we celebrate those baby steps, and those baby steps become, those little ones become a big step over the course of time with it all. So yeah, it's exciting to watch women evolve into who they want to be without these rules of how you're supposed to be.
And we have, that's the classic thing, right? Mm-hmm. We're going through life and society tells us what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do.
Yes. Da, da, da.
And all these people sit there and, you know, and a lot of people in the name of even like feminism sit there and say, you're not supposed to do what society does. But now they're becoming what society does.
Yes.
And not that their intentions are bad, mm-hmm. but that this seems to be much more healthy mm-hmm. and is getting great results. And that's great. And, you know, it's so great the work that you are doing.
Yes.
You know, and you have your degree in psychology, too. So you have an understanding of how our minds work, both men and women.
Yes.
So why don't we go ahead and what else do you do? I want to touch a little bit more on that.
Yeah. Not only do I do the group coaching, but I also do one-on-ones, and I do one-on-one for business strategies. And that's a really focused 15 to 30 minutes every week where we come in and we talk specifically about what it is that you're trying to create. And I also do personal integration, which is really, a lot of us have some beliefs, some memories, past histories that no longer are serving us anymore. And when we begin to take a look at that and embrace it, not release it and let it go. That used to be a terminology that was used a lot in coaching businesses. And I don't believe in releasing and letting go of anything, because everything that happens to you, there is a beautiful thing that you can do about embracing every aspect, things that you don't like about yourself. So I do one-on-one personal sessions.
It's really dealing with it, not
yes,
running away.
Exactly. And that's the key. And I think there are some memories that people just want to release and let go. And I understand that part of it. But there's always that underlining little self. It's our little selves that come out, because we experience things as kids that we don't have control over. Whatever our environment is our environment. And so we develop little egoic parts of ourselves. And so we really dive into those egoic parts because they were our coping mechanism when we were little. And as we become adults, we still are functioning from those egoic little selves, and they're not meant to be condemned or told that they were wrong. Instead, they need to be embraced and loved upon. And that's a new concept. And a lot of people come to me, it's like, I don't know that I can embrace that part of myself, Michelle. And it's like, let me just take you through the steps, because it is so beautiful when you begin to love every aspect of yourself. Your life will change completely.
And that goes for men and women.
Absolutely.
Both,
it does.
Not just women.
It is not. It is not. That's just where I specialize in. But yes. So those are the two one-on-ones. And then I'm also doing a course called Stepping Into Your Financial Flow. This course has been so enormously fun for me, because we all are raised in a culture and we have millions of different ideas about what money is. We have good feelings about money, and we have negative feelings and fearful feelings. So basically, this class is all about learning how to, again, take a look at all your belief systems and begin to embrace them, so that the fear isn't driving your emotional bus anymore. You are driving your emotional bus, and you can sense, oh, you know, because it's interesting. I had one client tell me, but Michelle, you know, one moment I felt really grateful that I had this. And then the next second I was thinking, okay, this is going to disappear really quick. Now what do I do? So it's really hard to embrace and be in your financial flow if one second you're happy and you're vibrating really high about it, and then the next minute you're really kind of freaking out and a little fearful with it. So we begin to combine those two together so that you can start to experience a little bit more safety within your financial experiences. And even sometimes just words, people talking about, you know, I have to go see my financial planner, or you say that word and people who don't have financial planners are freaking out and they want to, you know, turn the other way because they don't have one, they don't know what it's like, and there's just a pit in their stomach. So the financial flow class, we do talk about money, but we're really, again, talking about the inner experiences that you are experiencing when we talk about money. So those
you should talk to Michelle Faustin.
I should.
You really should. She does a great job with her program, Accelerating Your Business, and you really should get connected with her.
Awesome,
because
I will do that.
She's a great businesswoman, and she does a great job as far as advice on the air and callers and different things like that. So, but that's tremendous. So how can people get in contact with you?
Sure. So I have a website, and it's www.michellemcinnis.com. Let me spell McInnis. It's McInnis. And you can also email me at info@michellemcinnis.com. And give me an email. Tell me what you're experiencing. I've got a ton of free radio shows on my website, so there's some free things you can take a look at. I've got some praise, so you can see what people have worked with me. And anytime somebody wants to work with me, I always invite them to a class for free so that they can get a feel about what I'm about and what the other women are in the group about. Or if they want to do a one-on-one, we always have like a free 45-minute session so we can feel each other out to see if we're coming from the same belief systems within things, because not always does that work.
And that is very important mm-hmm. for when you're doing this kind of work. Michelle McInnes, not McGinnis, McInnes, and it kind of came off the way I was saying it there before, MCINNIS. That's one more time, info@michellemcinnis.com. Okay.
Yep.
No, that's it?
Yep, that's it.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to say? We just got about 30 seconds here.
I just want to say that for anyone who is going through a big transformation right now, to make sure that you take the time to love on yourself. And loving on yourself can just simply be beautiful, gentle talk to yourself. Usually we spend a lot of our times beating ourselves up in our heads. So when you're experiencing maybe not a good feeling within yourself, stop and think about what you're saying to yourself and begin to transition that into a better flow, because we're tougher on ourselves than anybody else on the planet, so start treating yourself really well.
And honestly, for men, too, it's about honesty, too, because sometimes we could be honest, not honest, but we could go a little farther. Thank you for being on the program.
Absolutely.
We'll be back. Welcome back to the program. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL. Michael Evans here. As we talk about what's happening in the news from a Christian perspective, call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180 abroad. That's 1-877-667-1180 abroad. Wasn't she wonderful? Wasn't Michelle wonderful? She really was. And maybe, I hope some of you folks out there go ahead and contact her, especially if you're having some difficulties with your business, you women out there. And heck, men. If you guys want a little second opinion, go ahead and email her. Send an email to her and get some business advice. Man, going to the women's, no problem with that. No problem at all. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. So we didn't get to our scripture of the day. We got a lot to catch up on here at 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. We got a lot to catch up on. Let's go to our scripture of the day, because we got everything happening in Yemen with Saudis and you know it. It's just absolutely crazy. Let's talk, shall we? Our scripture for the day is Genesis 16, and we're looking at verses 7. We're going to read on down. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going? She said, I'm running away from my mistress Sarai, she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. The angel added, I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. Now, this is Hagar. She was a slave to Sarai, which back in ancient times was not uncommon. But was a mistress, and Sarai, who's the wife of Abram, as we know in Christian circles, Abraham, was trying to have a son. She would eventually have Isaac, but she tried to basically have a son through her mistress, and that was Hagar, and through Hagar came Ishmael, which basically was the father of Arabs, Middle Eastern culture, Middle Eastern demographic, I guess you could say, was basically the father of that whole region. And what I really want to note on here is 16:9. The angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. The angel added, I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. And that, because I've used this verse before to talk about, if you read just a little farther, it talks about what her son will be like. You shall name him Ishmael. And Ishmael means, for the Lord has heard your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers. And I focused on that as an explanation for what's going on in the Middle East, in that the constant conflict we've seen there for years upon years, centuries even, The angel of the Lord said, told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. And you know, after that blessing, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I've now seen the one who sees me. That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. And then she went back and she bore Abram a son. That was Ishmael. God blessed the peoples of the Middle East. He blessed their mother, so to speak, Hagar. A great blessing was to have a numerous descendants in Middle Eastern culture. So the fact that God would bless a slave, no less, one who was being persecuted because Sarai could not get pregnant, she was jealous of Hagar. So Hagar ran away because she despised her and that she was going and that she was mistreating her. So she ran away, and then the Lord spoke to her and blessed her and told her, name your son Ishmael. And what's my point here? That the Lord cares about the peoples in the Middle East. He cares about Muslim peoples. In fact, there's a great revival happening even among Muslims now. They're being converted to Christ. Jesus is coming to them in visions, is coming to them in ways that we in the States would gawk at, would sit there and in awe say, why is this happening over there and not here? I believe God has mercies for people who are going under tremendous trials, and it's a little bit different of a circumstance than here in the United States, what they're going through in the Middle East. But you are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. That was a blessing. And I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. God cares about the Middle Eastern peoples. He even reached out to their mother, Hagar, the mother of all of them, who then bore Ishmael, and then that was the line that we see basically everyone besides Israel in the Middle East coming from. God cares about them. He cares deeply about them. He even blessed them. And they have indeed grown numerous, and their descendants have indeed filled that whole region. But what are we seeing now? We're seeing division. We're also seeing the other part of what God said coming true as well. The Sunni-Shiite divide, explained with extremely useful maps and timelines. This is on the Huffington Post. Because really what we're seeing in the Middle East is a schism between the Sunnis and the Shias. That's really what we're seeing. Saudi Arabia is primarily a Sunni-populated nation. Every nation in the Middle East is primarily Sunni, except Iran, which is Shia. We were talking a little bit about that before we had Accelerating Your Business, but let's talk about a little bit of these differences now. The Shia claimed the right of Ali, the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad. Ali was killed as a result of intrigues. This is where this all started. Ancient history, violence and civil wars, which married his caliphate. His sons Hassan and Hussein were denied what they thought was their legitimate right to accession to caliphate. Hassan is believed to have been poisoned by Muawiyah, the first caliph leader of Muslims of the Umayyad dynasty. This is way back, the Prophet Muhammad, and the Sunnis believe that Muhammad is the final prophet. The Shia claimed the right of Ali, the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, and his descendants to lead the Islamic community. So it's essentially a power struggle. That's all it is, pure and simple, going on in the Middle East. And Iran is using different vehicles, terrorist vehicles, to accomplish that. What are your thoughts on this? 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. I'm feeling it. It's time for facepalm. That's what I got. Just one facepalm. Oh, what do we got here? All right. Just one facepalm. What? Where's my music? Where is it? One facepalm. Well, here's the article. Why a Muslim actor plays Jesus in Bill O'Reilly's Killing Jesus special. I don't know what's more of a facepalm, the fact that a Muslim is playing Jesus or that it's Bill O'Reilly who is putting the whole thing on, who is, I believe, Catholic, who has a Muslim actor playing Jesus. How? Oh, boy. Here's how it starts. And some of you may think, oh, what's the big deal with that? Okay, from a Christian perspective, it's absolutely... It's just that. It's a facepalm. It's, what in the world are you doing? All right, well, quote, bless you for playing Jesus. Peace be upon him. That was, I guess, the Lebanese-born actor Haz Sleiman's mother. That's what his mother said upon learning that her son had been cast as Jesus in National Geographic Channel's Killing Jesus. This is Jonathan Merritt on Faith and Culture, religionnews.com. The television movie is adapted from the New York Times best-selling book by Fox News host and Roman Catholic Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. Sleiman suggested the book, among others, in preparation for the role. He says he was excited to portray Jesus, a person he describes as, quote, the ultimate teacher, unquote, who was heavily influenced in his life. Heavily influenced his life, anyway, and that's true. Muslims actually believe that Jesus is a prophet. They don't believe he's the Son of God, which is different from Christianity. Of course, we do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But why in the world is a Muslim playing Jesus? Why? Christians believe that Jesus was both divine and human, while Muslims accept only his humanity. The script's focus on this aspect of Jesus is something that Sleiman said was important to him. The idea, quote, the idea that we got to focus on the humanity of Jesus was very inspiring and empowering to me. Why does everyone want to make Jesus the most human thing ever? He was fully human, but he was also fully divine. Why does everyone want to make Jesus just a regular, nice guy? We're talking about the God of the universe here, and that's what he said about himself. So how can he be a nice guy to someone who doesn't believe he's a deity? How can he be a nice guy when he also said that he was the way, the truth, and the life? He was the God. He was claiming to be the Messiah of the Jewish religion. So how can you say that? I don't understand that logic. How can you say that Jesus is a nice guy if he's claiming that he's God? Then he's not a nice guy. He's a liar. And that's that famous setting, you know, Jesus either had to be crazy, a liar, or telling the truth. And we Christians have heard that. Other people have heard that. It's been beat to death like a dead horse. But well, why? And I don't get this. I don't get why Bill O'Reilly would be doing this. Well, we're going to have your Ukrainian update coming up next in this next segment. You're on 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. Mike Levin's here. We'll take your call, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or abroad, 1-877-667-1180. Stay right there. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Far right flocks to Russia to berate the West. That's a headline in the Wall Street Journal. Kremlin-connected lawmaker hosts forum for like-minded from U.S. and Europe to sound off. Why does this not surprise me coming from the Wall Street Journal? But what kind of far right are they talking about? Well, you know, avowed fascists, you know, those kind of, they bump elbows with the right over here, don't they? At least that's what the Wall Street Journal thinks. Apparently not. We're going to talk into that. That's actually our Ukraine update here. Why is that a Ukraine update that's in Russia? Well, it just kind of shows what Russia's trying to do, and that reflects in Ukraine. Go ahead, sound off your opinion. 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Mike Levin's here. Let's talk a little bit about this article in the Wall Street Journal. St. Petersburg, Russia. For more than a year now, the Kremlin has warned of the resurgence of fascism in Europe, meaning the pro-Western government in Ukraine. And that's what Russia is trying to spin this as. The pro-Western government in Ukraine is fascist. The pro-Western government in Ukraine is fascist. And they're trying to sound that horn as much as they can. Everyone and their brother knows that it's the opposite, my friend. It is Russia who is made more and more fascist day after day. Thank you to Mr. Vladimir Putin. I think his name is funny. I really do. Let's keep reading this article. But on Sunday, a lawmaker whose party cooperates with the ruling United Russia in Parliament, hosted a foreign legion of politicians too far to the right for most of Europe. For fringe politicians and some ex-fringe politicians, the trip let them do something they say they can't back home, and that's sound off against what they call the monolithic message of Washington and Brussels. Quote, if you tried to have a conference like this in the U.S. or the U.K., it wouldn't be allowed, unquote, said Nick Griffin, the expelled former leader of the anti-immigrant British National Party. Quote, Russia has shown it is more free than the West, unquote. I think we have another winner for facepalm. That's it right there. Russia has shown it is more free than the West, unquote. Print it. That's our facepalm for today. We have a winner. We have someone who just took the crown for facepalm. Thank you so much for playing. It's absolutely wonderful to have you on the program today. Russia is more free than the West. That's... wow. All right, well, let's keep reading. President Vladimir Putin has been trying to exploit political rifts in Europe by forging alliances with what were regarded in their home countries as fringe political movements on the left and right. Some have grown in popularity in countries such as Hungary and France, giving the Kremlin a lever to pry against European economic sanctions for the war in Ukraine. And that's what they're really trying to do. Russia's under the heel of these sanctions, and it is crippling their economy, much like Reagan did in the Cold War. He did an arms race that he knew Russia couldn't keep up with, because Russia is fundamentally flawed right now in that their government is... I don't think it's communist anymore, even though basically the former communists in the Soviet Union are still running the country. I think it's more fascist now than ever, with under Vladimir Putin. And the problem with that is, and honestly, there is a difference between what Putin is doing and what Hitler did, because that's the other famous fascist in our history. Not necessarily Vladimir Putin is a Hitler in every aspect. But if we're talking fascists here, then we've got to bring in the biggest fascist of all, Adolf Hitler. So Putin, he is, again, there's a fundamental flaw. There's so much control. Russia's a poor nation. We've had Roman Andreychik, he's a native-born Ukrainian, come in here, and he does a Ukrainian update. He does a wonderful job. He goes to Ukraine about three times a year. He was born in Ukraine. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen, retired Army colonel, U.S. Army colonel, served in the military. And they talk, and he says, and I have no reason to not believe him, because he's on the ground. Basically, the only two economically stable parts of Russia are Moscow and St. Petersburg. Everything else is pretty poor and dilapidated, and that's because of the over-control, and that's the fundamental flaw with Russia. They try to control their people in every aspect of their lives so much so that it stifles any kind of growth. Although, according to Nick Griffin, the expelled former leader of the anti-immigrant British National Party, quote, Russia has shown it is more free than the West, unquote, apparently. Our facepalm winner for the day. France giving the Kremlin, let's see, in Greece, the new defense minister in the leftist government has close ties to Russian hardliners. Watch out, because Russia's not going to stop at Ukraine. If they get all of Ukraine, they will continue. They will continue. And they've shown that. They did Georgia a couple of years ago. Now they're in Ukraine. Putin is irked that the Soviet Union lost so much territory because he was with the KGB. He will do whatever it takes to get it back. How far will he go? Well, that's the question everyone's wondering. The Kremlin, the tactic is a familiar one. In Soviet times, Moscow tinkered with the internal politics of the West by funding and even controlling left-wing groups. Today, as in, that's an interesting little fact there, because we've heard climate change, and we've even heard how that is linked to communism. And why should that be? If climate change really is a huge issue, well, global warming, I should say, then that should be something across the board, not just with communist-linked groups. Why is that? Some food for thought. Today is Mr. And this is, again, the Wall Street Journal. Today is Mr. Putin tries to position himself as steward of global conservationism. The Kremlin's alliances are mostly with the right. Billed as the International Russian Conservative Forum, organizers struck a defiant tone against Western political correctness, calling the event something that the enemies of Russia can't stop. As Moscow prepares for grandiose celebrations in May to mark the 70th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany, here's my commentary inserted here, of which Russia is now becoming Nazi Germany. I don't think that... That's my commentary. It's not the Wall Street Journal. They're not becoming Nazi Germany. They're not yet, but they're showing the same fascist principles that gave Hitler his rise to power. Is Putin Hitler? No, probably not. Okay, but those are my thoughts. They're celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany when they're in, and when they're getting a lot of those principles working there. Speakers vehemently denied any current connection to Nazism. Quote, I don't find it defamatory to be called a fascist, unquote. That was Roberto Fiore, leader of Italy's far-right party, Forza Nuova. And these are some of the people who are there. They're not afraid to be called a fascist. And what is the definition of fascism? Well, here's from Merriam-Webster. A way of organizing a society in which a government ruled by a dictator controls the lives of the people and in which people are not allowed to disagree with the government. Very harsh control or authority. That's the definition of fascism from Merriam-Webster. And these are the kind of people that Putin is attracting. Tell me Russia is more free than the United States once more, will you? I don't find it defamatory to be called a fascist. We're out of time here on the program. But how does this pertain to Ukraine? Well, it shows you what Russia is doing and that Russia is not going to stop with Ukraine. They are not. Thanks for listening to the program. It's a new day on 1180 WFYL. Working for your liberty. Thanks for listening again. Call in 610-539-TALK. We'll be back next week. And tomorrow, the Constitution Matters at 7 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Working for your liberty.